I am recording.
You recording? This is gonna be the worst episode ever.
Shitcast.
Shitcast. Alright, enough of that shit. Hello. This is Sunday, April 27th, 2008.
Something like that.
It is, it is about an hour and... No. Yeah, about an hour and 45 minutes after our normal recording time. This is supposed to be the TryGames.net podcast. I'm not sure what it's going to end up being.
It'll end up being a fucking disaster because what were we doing?
I don't know what it...
What were we doing?
Well, I'll say that in a second, but I'm your host, Austin, Mr. Chupon.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so, and I think you're Tony.
I might be.
You might be Tony, and then no one else is here.
Let me see if Slunk is here. Slunks.
And Al's not here either.
I don't think Slunks is here. Let me call him again. Slunks.
Colonel. yeah, this is going to be complete shit because, yesterday, I threw a big Rock Band thing again at my house, and, it went a lot later than usual.
Holy day. And... Yep.
And I think you got how many hours of sleep?
Three.
You got 3 hours of sleep. Where were you sleeping?
On your couch.
On my couch?
Yeah.
For 3 hours? 3 whole hours? You actually got 3 hours with those guys looking at Chinese porn?
Oh, they weren't looking at Chinese porn. They were just bullshitting. It was like a whole bunch of, like, you know, he's talking to this girl in wherever the fuck she is. And I'm like, listen, this conversation is really boring. Tell her to show us your pussy. Show us your pussy. That's it. I don't want to hear
Jesus
nothing
Christ.
Else except, you know, see or hear nothing else except that pussy. That's it. She got a good one? We'll keep her. Otherwise...
Tell me something. Were they still awake by the time you fell asleep?
Pat was.
And then, so you took one couch and Ray took the other.
Right. And then Pat disappeared forever. I don't know what...
Yeah, forever.
I don't know where he went.
So let's see. There were about... How many people did you say were there? I guess I'm estimating...
I would say
12,
about 15.
12, 15 yeah. people there. Ethan the Jew was not there.
Yeah.
Because he's a Jew. Well, I'm just kidding.
He missed out.
Yeah, and then it fizzled down to about maybe 9
mm-hmm.
after midnight, and then
it kept on
to
dwindling.
to about 6 or 7 at around 1, and then Al and Evelyn finally left at like 2:30, no 2, and then Gideon and someone else left at 2:33, and then it was you three, and so then the screen door for our balcony fell out.
No, it was out all night, I'm telling you. That shit was out on the curb. Somebody, like, probably knocked into it and just like, I'm drunk, I gotta go smoke. Bang! Oh, he'll never notice. Fuck?
So our screen door's out,
uh-huh.
And my voice is out.
Sure is.
I think I sang Internet.
Yeah.
Internet.
Yeah. Go for
Interstate
it.
Love song.
Yeah, that's
like
a good Stone Temple Pilots song right there. Internet.
2 times, and something else.
And something else, dude. We had Bitch Fest.
Oh, that's right. yeah, but I didn't sing that. Yeah.
No.
this man over here sang the Portal song, and then Al sang the Portal song, and they both did it in. A quite testicularly challenged feminine voice. You want to give us a sample for 2 seconds?
This is a triumph.
Oh, God. Oh, you have no testicles.
Huge success.
Maybe you only have the seam. And maybe half a ball. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And then Al did the same thing.
Half a ball? That's a ba. I don't want that.
Half a ba. Bali. Everything's cleaned up outside, but I have to clean up my room now because I dumped all the equipment in my room. And now I have to fucking put it back together. So that's what we've been playing.
Yeah.
Pretty much just Rock Band.
That's it. Let's move on to the news.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, what?
There is no news. You know why?
Because we didn't.
Because I didn't plan shit.
We didn't fucking. We don't care.
This is going to be the worst
podcast
episode
ever.
Ever.
So let me start by saying, I was looking for like some irresponsible journalism, and I happened to find a title over here called.
Wow.
My daddy.
Very
good. Okay, so it's called, this paper is called thetelegraph.co.uk. And they have Grand Theft Auto 4 to become biggest selling video game ever. Ever. That means it's going to beat out Halo 3. Okay? And here's their reporting. You ready? A violent video game in which players rob and murder their way through a criminal underworld is expected to become the biggest entertainment title of all time when it goes on sale next week. It's anticipated that Grand Theft Auto 4, which has an 18 clarification. This is why it's European. What the fuck is a clarification?
It has an 18 clarification.
Are you clarified to be 18? What the fuck are you talking
about? Are you clarified?
Oh my god.
Well, then again, we pronounce Basil as Basil when there is no Y. We are so American.
Oh man. So anyway, it has an 18 certification. Clarification of that certification, please. Will sell. It's going to sell 6 million copies worldwide within the first week of its release, and breaking it the previous record set by Halo 3. However, here's where it gets really good. However, there are concerns that the game, which follows an Eastern European criminal as he comes to the United States and turns to a life of crime, will fall into the hands of younger children. Good. They're the ones who are How else is it going to sell 6 million copies? I mean, like, come on. And not only that, the reason why I said it is irresponsible journalism, not really because of what they're printing here, but what they posted as a picture from the game. Guess what they posted?
The prostitute?
No, they posted Grand Theft Auto 3, the first one on PlayStation 2.
Okay.
Okay. They posted a picture.
Even though that's not what the game is.
Exactly. So I'm like, whoa, those graphics suck. Oh, wait, that's not this
game. Wrong game.
I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty good journalism. In depth. Thank you. Thank you, UK.
Dear God.
Fuck you. And some other stupid shit. You ready for this?
Oh, no.
Yeah, more irresponsible shit. As you can see, this podcast is moving along quite nicely. Okay, here it goes. National Ledger.
The National Ledger.
No. A Ledger.
Oh, it's, A Ledger.
Yeah, National Ledger, but that's the link. So it is the National Ledger, but it says nationalledger.com. I allege nationally that this sucks. Alright. Topless video games.
Yes!
Carmen Electra? Pole dancing on Wii?
Who the fuck?
Nintendo Wii certainly has gotten men and women off the couch. And, by the way, they're putting links on words that you may not understand, like couch. Let's look up couch. Wait, first. Yeah, take a break.
They might actually link to something funny about couching.
Oh, look at that. Couch and sofa warehouse. I could get one for
$300. Oh, that was an ad.
Thank
it's
you.
A, it's a smart text advertising link, that's why.
Thank you.
You got advertised,
Thank
too.
Thank you. Okay, get off the couch. Can it get some? Can it get them out of their clothes by using sexy Carmen Electra as
sexy.
Model?
Sexy
girl. A report from eCanada now claims that the company would like to hook up some Wii users with a stripper game for a very popular Nintendo console. I'm sorry, what? Nintendo is going to make a stripper game? What fucking planet are you on?
That's pretty funny. Oh, I mean, wow, like, hold up. I just got a text message from Al. Man, I just got out of the bed just now.
dude, I got 3 hours of sleep. Get your shit together.
Yeah, I will text him as such while you keep reading.
Okay, so it sounds lie. Okay, that's some good proofreading there. It sounds lie. It might be.
What?
Sounds lie. It might be just a little. Jesus Christ, just a bit much. But we is all set to come out with a new Wii Fit program at the start of the summer, though it's hard to believe that it will include a game of striptease and pole dancing. It would be very popular, though, right? No. No, because you have to buy Wii Pole.
Wii Pole. Christ.
Right? Well, how the fuck are you going to simulate anything without a Wii
I
Pole?
I hope that's all, like, April Fool shit.
According to the report, Peekaboo Pole Dancing, the company behind the Karmann Electra Home Pole Dancing Kit, is looking to bring the new exercise makers to the makers of the game.
Wow.
The report speculates, and here's the keyword, speculates, pole dancing would certainly be an interesting fit for Nintendo Wii. What? It would? Really? Okay. After I play Metroid, I want to see some tits.
undressed you, Samus. Yeah, bitch. Yeah, I honestly don't think that Nintendo would let that fly anyway, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah, needless to say, this is a bullshit fucking article, okay?
Allegedly!
Allegedly. Suspectedly.
That's
what it got. Oh, man, look at this. Man charged with felonies in alleged video game scam? Guess what this guy was doing? This guy had a brilliant idea. He would buy games. He would then use his computer to copy games.
Uh-oh.
And use his printer to print the labels.
Uh-oh.
And give them back to game companies.
Uh-oh. Oh,
and
whoa.
And he did this.
That's new.
And he did, yeah. And he did this to the tune of $23,178.
Holy shit.
And his mom helped him. Now, what are you talking about fucking violent video games with this fuck? It's just defrauding video games. You know, come on. What the fuck? And his mom was there. His mom was like, oh, cool. I got an extra $40. Sweet.
$40.
You know? But what the fuck? Okay, so I got to tell you offhand, I might be a victim of this guy because I bought from GameStop a Grand Theft Auto 3 disc, which was a total copy.
Oh, shit.
In that one, it didn't work. And two, the reason why I found out why it didn't work is because when I looked at the label, I could see it came from an inkjet.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, the things escape the eye. Live and learn. Where the fuck is Al?
I don't know. He's probably getting ready for work, though, so he probably won't make it on, but I pestered him and told him you called him a puss for not coming on.
That's right.
which reminds me. What have you been playing?
We just said.
I know. Did you play anything this week?
A little bit of Final Fantasy IV. Fantasy Star 4. And, let's see. And, whole lot of studying. And then came to your thing yesterday. And we're back.
And we're back. what did I play? I have literally been spending the entire week playing Pokemon Mystery Dungeon for review. It's not pretty. That the game is terrible, it's just that it's the type of game where to review it straight through and try to marathon it through is not a pretty sight. Because it's like that other game I was telling you before where all you do is die. Except it's not as hard, so there's less of a challenge, which somehow makes it not as interesting. So, instead of just dying, you're just going through random dungeons over and over.
Right.
And over and Boo. Over and over
Boo.
Again.
Boo.
It can actually be pretty fun, but it's like, I would rather them not have random dungeons with it if they're going to do what they did. You know, I don't know, that's what I've been playing. And, I tried to play Ikaruga on my high-def TV with the Xbox 360, and because it's a Bravia, and I don't know if Bravias have a necessarily well-known problem with game console lag. I don't know if they are supposed to or not or whatnot, but Ikaruga lags, and that's a type of game I don't know if you remember that game when I showed it to you on GameCube.
No.
It was a vertical space shooter. The one where you have to switch back and forth.
Between black and white. And that looks very, very exciting, by the way.
And it's really hard, and it's really timing intensive, and there can be no amount of lag when you play it, or else you're fucked.
Wait a minute, so your TV is not receiving the signals to, like, show you shit?
Well, it's just lagging. I mean, I'll press... It's literally lagging by, like, a very, very split second. So, it's not noticeable in many games. I mean, it'll be just fine, but in games like, let's say, Guitar Hero, or this game, it's noticeable because it's so, so very minutely precise that any little deviation, you'll feel it, you're like, oh, fuck.
So, shit, wow, is that why you had to, like, recalibrate
the Rock Band?
Rock Band? What the fuck is going on?
TVs is going on.
How does your TV just fuck everything up?
And that's a price you pay with high definition TVs. It's just, I mean, what happens is the TV is at 1080p, which means it has 1080 lines of pixel
progressive
right.
Game. Yep.
Now the Xbox 360 usually, I mean, it can output to 1080p, but the graphics are actually I think, capped out at 720p, and then, like, the machine itself can upscale it to 1080 so that it fits the screen. But I think there still might have to be some kind of processing done on the TV's end to make sure that it looks nice on the TV. So I think that little processing power causes that delay. If you try to play a Wii on my Bravia, there's almost like a half second delay. Well, not Jesus. That much, but it's very noticeable in even the games that even it's not supposed to be noticeable in, because it's trying to basically take the 480 lines that the Wii is putting out and multiply them into 1080 lines. And that calculation takes it like the split second to do, and then that's why it's lagging. So shit.
Yeah, I guess the Japanese didn't program that thing to, like, do math. I mean,
this is a problem with all high definition TVs. Some are just better at it than others. But it's a problem with all high definition TVs, which is why I still use a regular monitor in my room.
Right.
That is what I've been playing. Let me see if Al has shown signs of life. Nope. He's still taking a leak.
he just got his dick out of the bed. That's it.
You know, I looked in the fridge, and I think this is the first time after a Rock Band party where every single case of beer was decimated.
Really?
Yeah. There's always been, like, one case or one and a half cases left over.
Well, you could thank the last two guys
for
that.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I'm very impressed, and I'm very pleased, so now I don't have any of them, like, just, like, lying around. unless there are some that I forgot in the other kitchen, in which case they don't count because I didn't put them out. So, okay. And there were many cups to be cleaned.
Okay. There certainly was. Let me tell you something. He did a lot yesterday.
And the screen door is still out.
Yeah.
I
can't believe you didn't notice
that. Well, I wasn't looking at the thing. I wasn't looking at the window, you know.
It's a big fucking screen.
Right, but I mean, I wasn't looking at the window. So if I'm not looking at the window, I wouldn't have the opportunity to see whether or not the screen had come out.
Okay, so let's just put this into context, folks. I was the first person to arrive there. I did not go out on a balcony. There were other people that came there, and in the span of, I'd say, from, 10 o'clock to 12? Somebody was so drunk they ran into the screen door and knocked it off. Okay, I mean, like, and not only did they knock it off and say, holy shit, let's not tell Austin. I mean, like, they fucking put it on its side. He won't notice. I'm like, what the fuck? This is the problem when you have parties with alcohol. I'm sorry.
That was actually Pat, and he actually said to me, he was like, hey, I knocked out the screen door. So, he failed at his own plan.
Oh, my God. Oh, Pat.
But, yeah, I mean, I would have noticed, but only if I had, like, you know, actually said, okay, I am going to, like, when I sit down to eat, my eyes are going to pass by the window and see that the screen door is not there. But otherwise, like, if I didn't sit down in the dining room, I wouldn't have seen that screen door falling off. And then I wouldn't notice until, like, a lot later when I actually use the window and I'm like, oh, okay, well, somebody's going to die. At least my bedroom screen door is in. We rarely use that window anyway, so it's all right.
That's cool.
We just need to... We fumbled with trying to put it back on, and, you know, we couldn't do it because...
Fumbled. That's a good word for an alcohol-laden guy who knocked it off.
Yeah, because he was hungover, and I was just...
Hell yeah, he was. You know what
I just did not care.
Beers he kicked back? My God. Dude, he kicked back some beers. That's why your cases are empty.
Yeah. And that's also why we didn't break out the Dreamcast.
Oh,
I was tempted to have you. I was tempted to have you bring this shit anyways, but I knew we wouldn't break it up because everybody would just wanna sing and then drink. Can you imagine a drunken virtual tennis match?
Oh Jesus! No, not even that. A drunken Marvel vs. Capcom 2 fight. That's gonna suck.
A drunken Marvel vs. Capcom 2 fight with the time set on infinite would not end. It just wouldn't
exactly.
End.
Blocked.
Like I missed you. I can't
start the match off. Let me tell you something. This is how it's gonna do. How it's gonna transpire. Game starts. It's like round one, fight. Both men are blocking.
They're just walking backwards.
And they stay like
walking
that.
Backwards into
exactly.
The corner.
Exactly. And they stay like that until they realize the other person's not gonna come after them. And then
they go.
Unison,
they go on the balcony and smoke and drink.
In unison, they either jump at each other, or one of them throws up, and the other guy takes advantage.
Throws up. Nobody threw up yesterday.
That's a good thing.
Nobody threw up yesterday.
You know, that's another thing. Listen, people, if you're gonna throw a party, be prepared for vomit and a lot of missing stuff. For instance, who lost a shoe yesterday?
Somebody lost a shoe.
Someone's like, I can't find my shoe.
Are you shitting? What the fuck?
I'm like, well, yep, give it, you know, just like a little party advice. You're going to hear a lot of stupid shit, and you're going to have to deal with a lot of stupid shit. So that's what parties are
Let's
for.
Let's move on Hopefully to the fun. Stupid shit.
Stupid shit.
Yeah, we're talking about stupid shit. We're still talking. What the fuck
what
is BG?
Okay, what was it? Like, balls and vagina?
What?
Balls and vagina?
But that would be BV.
Yeah, I know, but they said BG, and I was like, so, balls and giny? I don't understand. Yeah, so, why did that come up anyway yesterday?
I don't know, I thought you would know. I was busy drinking a beer and eating Fig Newtons and trying to figure out how to stay awake.
Party tip number 121. Someone brings up a new term, go and fucking question them about it because this is bullshit.
What was it, BG? BG?
Is it BG or BG?
BG?
No, I
don't
thought it was
know.
BG.
I don't know. I
That's why I thought they were talking about the fucking band, the Bee Gees.
Oh.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, that was a good band. And they were like, how old are you?
BG.
And I was like, I'm going to go home now. Got to take
BG.
My fucking geritol.
Blism and genitalia. That's all I could think of.
That's the logical thing. Or, like, you know, bulls and gonorrhea. I don't know.
Gonorrhitis.
You know, so, tip 134. You're going to find out a lot of stuff from a lot of people. First off,
you might not want to know.
You'll learn that some people know shit about gonorrhea.
Oh, dear God.
And maybe that's something you don't want to know, but it's very informative.
Is it to the level where I should have not shaken this person's hand?
Oh, no, no.
Okay,
no, no,
just
no.
Making sure that I'm safe and I'm not growing spots on my palm.
No, no, no. It's at the level where you shouldn't have tongue-kissed a person.
Oh, that's almost as bad. Oh dear Christ! I'm scared now. I gotta check my house for mites now.
Party tip 200. Everybody is gonna want to fucking show you something, something they know, something they heard, something they want to, you know, divulge onto you. Like for instance, I heard of somebody. I'm not gonna mention names. I am definitely not gonna mention names.
Al, just kidding.
Al's girlfriend. No,
just kidding, Al. That's what you get for not being here. We're going to razz you.
No, it's not her. It's not her. I heard...
Oh, wait, what is this? One second.
Oh, shit, he's coming up.
Oh,
coming.
No! Invite to conference. Oh, very good.
No, but I got to finish my party tip.
Okay, finish your party tip. Finish it.
People know things that you might want to know. Like, for instance, do you know you could get hammer toe from wearing high heel shoes?
Really? Hammer toe from high heel shoes?
Al just said hammer toe from high heel shoes but you guys can't hear him because he's not recording it, so.
I am recording.
Oh, he is recording.
Oh, he is recording.
He's smart. He's so intelligent.
SMRT.
Brackman with hair. So you can get hammer time from them. Okay, so finish your story, Tony.
No, that was my story. Hammer toe is something that happens when you wear high heel shoes, which unfortunately I didn't know that because I am
a man
without high heel shoes. I mean, yeah. Well, not only that, I mean, like, I can have balls and wear high heel shoes, can I? You know, that's my prerogative.
That's
so
nasty,
like,
shit, man.
Yeah. So, Al, what's your party tip?
My party tip?
Yeah, not your dick. I'm talking about a party tip.
Take the cork off the bottle and you spray it in the mouth. What? Go ahead.
Yeah, now I got now I'm on the spot. don't get too drunk. That's it. That's your
That tip is not this. It's not
gonna be you know, stuff happens. What are you, party police? You fucking suck.
No, I'm not party police.
Okay, no. Because... Party tip number one. Anybody who's driving, make sure they don't drink. There you go. That's our public. That's our PSA. There you go.
Only you can stop forest fires.
And knowing's half the battle.
G.I. Jose. Yeah, but truly, it's not really fun when people are picking you up off the floor.
Okay, now Tony and I were unsuccessfully trying to decipher what the fuck the BG was.
Oh, you don't remember?
No, I was sitting there at the dining table eating Fig Newtons and drinking. I wasn't listening to the Bee Gees.
I don't really know all of it because I was playing Rock Band at the time, but it had something to do with balls and ginas.
Okay, so Tony did get it.
See?
Yeah,
I mean,
like
what, you know, and balls, and that's the whole ginas thing. When something is given to you, listen to everything because there are going to be some gems you're going to talk about at the water cooler come Monday morning. And that might have been one of them.
The BG?
Especially if it's like a like an office party. One person who just doesn't know, and they just get drunk, and they're just the talk of the town on Monday.
Right. And somehow this girl named Kim, her name became Joy.
Oh, yes. That's because of a tattoo on her chest.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Oh, it says Joy in Chinese, I guess. Okay.
I called her Joy, and she said, yeah, that's me. Party tip number 347. Everybody will forget their name if they're drunk enough.
Do you know that Ray was like, in all his drunken wisdom, was like, so I remember this one guy who worked in the court. I think his name was Todd.
Todd.
I'm like, it's Tony. And then the other guy who worked like a DJ is something like,
oh my God.
Like Paul. It's Pat.
Oh,
it's Pat. Okay.
Dude, he was fucking gone.
He was gone.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he remembers your names later when I made him get up and drink with you guys on the balcony again.
Oh my God.
You.
What a night.
African American dreaded one. When did you get home?
Four.
Shit.
Where'd you go?
I went home. I just had something I had to deal with, so I had to stop the car and talk for a second.
Oh, no.
Too much prying. Party tip number 457. Do not pry into other people's business.
And also take a breathalyzer before you hit the road.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, they sell those things cheap now.
So what time did you get to sleep? Right as soon as you got home?
Something like that. I tried. I think it was like 4:30. But guess what? I woke up at 9.
And fell asleep again.
And yeah, it took me about a half an hour to go back to sleep. And then I woke up at like 10:30, and then like 11:55, and then 12:45. Mm. And I slowly began to get out of bed. And here I am.
Okay, what's your rendition of the Portal song?
My rendition of Portal song?
Go. You three, two,
I can't do it
one,
on music.
Go!
This is a triumph. All right, that's it.
Oh, you, I already neither did mine, of you so. Guys have testicles. I think one of you has the labia majora and the other one has the minora, so you have to like kind of stack on top of
what
each other.
What the fuck? You know way too much about the parts of the pussy.
You'll form the perfect BG or something. What the fuck? Who thought of that?
That's nasty.
Was that
too.
Joy or was that Gaidon?
No, that was Kim. Joy. Kim Joy.
Kim Joy.
That was her saying something. I thought she was talking about the actual band, which if anybody out there who's alive knows who the Bee Gees are and has actually been born after 1970, that's fucking cool that you know that. This is why I'm old. So, you know, I thought like she was talking about the Bee Gees. I'm ready to like, oh yeah, you know this song and that. No,
I'm talking about pornography.
No. But you know,
no.
What's funny?
Hey, do you know this song? No, we're talking about balls and Johnny.
But wait. In that whole conversation, somebody was like, yeah, you know, I really loved it when Wyclef redid the Bee Gees version of Stayin' Alive. Who said that? I think it was Leah who said that.
Who said that?
But it was awesome. I think it was Leah.
Party tip number 537. Kick the fucking bastard out if he says something dumb. Like that. Like that. Fucking stupid. What the fuck?
We also learned, and I'm naming names here, uh-huh. that Gideon does the dirty deed with his foot. And when I
oh, goodness.
By that, I mean he entertains.
Right.
Toadie's dying.
That's right.
By
no,
that, I mean
right.
Gideon
yeah.
entertains himself. And by entertains himself, I mean, you know, polish the knob with his foot.
It's not really polishing. It's like fungalizing. I don't know.
Fungalizing, yeah. So he's
fungalizing.
He's got fungus mass deferens.
Party tip number two. You know what party tip number one was? No, don't let somebody, like, get out of your house drunk if they're driving and stuff like that. Party tip number two. Everybody there talks about sex and they want to fuck. And Gideon thought it would be appropriate to talk about him jerking himself off with his foot.
By the way, we mentioned this because he has a mailbag question. So
mailbag.
But he
pets his mailbags with his foot.
He's there you go. He's prone to making those types of jokes. But you know, I think it'd be pretty funny if he weren't joking. So. I don't know if I feel more sorry for his foot or his balls.
Actually, his girl is probably happy. He doesn't have to, like, bother her.
Just, yeah, like, she could just go watch Bee Gees.
It's like, okay, so how did that come about? Like, one day he was like, you know, my hands just aren't doing it for me.
Oh, no, you know what
I
she said?
I need the heel of my foot.
She said because... He needed some way to continue navigating his internet machine while, you know...
Yeah, he needed his hands free.
Ew, gross.
That's so gross.
Ew, gross. See, this is way too much information. We're TMI, guys, TMI. And, you know, Gideon...
This is the worst
he's a
episode
nice guy.
Ever.
he's a nice guy. And wait, oh.
Did you guys talk about games yet?
No,
sort
we did.
Of.
And
yeah.
you were. And, what?
Sort of did.
Oh,
but I don't know if we did. I don't know if that counts. I don't know. It doesn't matter. This is garbage. This is the worst episode ever.
Worst episode ever.
Worst episode ever.
We got to make those t-shirts.
All right, we'll talk about games now. We actually do have some mailbag questions for talking about.
We do.
Now, yeah. Mailbag!
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. Don't have a phone. It grows in bunches. I've got my hunches. It's the best. Beat the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping. Banana phone.
I don't even know if I'm going to put the segue music in there, so if you have music, you're welcome. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Let's see. Digimatrix says, I owe you about $25,000.
BG what? Matrix?
I am, you know, the ghost of Christmas Never, and I blow goats. Next question from Corey is, I was the goat that Digi blew, and it was very poor. I would request one next time from the Amazon as opposed to the United Kingdom. Here's a message from Gideon. I like toes. What the fuck? Okay, no. Okay, here's a real invalid bag. Let me make sure that Mr. Dreadhair gets it. I have to bring.
You already. Well,
I have I'm in a very limited engagement over here, so I'll be able to answer one question.
Okay, so.
Bag.
All right, do you want to answer Digi, Gideon, or CJ Hope? Let's do Gideon. I can't read. Okay. Hey, guys, a lot of people in the media, Trigames included, have been ragging on Activision for its seemingly butchered DLC follow-through with Guitar Hero. Compared with the constant stream coming from Harmonix via Rock Band, I do agree that they're... that their output has not lived to their promises, but perhaps it's because they have the future of the franchise in mind. I have on good authority that Rock Band 2, maybe you meant to say Heard, I have heard on good authority that Rock Band 2 is being worked on right now, which, yeah, I know that, isn't the rate at which songs and albums are being released limit the pool of potential songs in any sequels? And though this shouldn't even be brought up, isn't Harmonix making it harder on themselves to differentiate the sequel when just a bunch of new songs and one or two new features will no longer be acceptable? The argument that they will just be, why didn't they release these songs as DLC? Perhaps the guys at Activision are just not releasing songs to preserve the business model. No, that's perfectly fine. That's the exact point. That's what they're doing. I think that's what Jimbo said last two episodes ago, where that's just what Activision planned on doing. They wanted to release sequel after sequel. But I think that I'm not going to sit here and say that Rock Band 2 is a good idea. You know, I feel the same way about it. I think they should just... I mean, they've been sitting there saying, oh, Rock Band is a platform. We'll treat it like a fucking platform and don't put out a fucking sequel. Or, if you're going to do that, then, you know, be straight up with us and say, look, we're going to release a sequel. But the other thing, though, is that regardless of whether or not Rock Band 2 is a reality, which it is, regardless of whether or not they're doing something like that, like, I think for our purposes as consumers and as gamers, that the model is just better the way it is, the way that they're doing it. They're giving us streams of music. They're probably making a shit ton of money off of, like, they're making $10 a pop, no, 15? 15, right, Al?
What do you mean?
$15 a pop out of the Judas Priest thing, everything they sell. They've made how many millions of songs have been downloaded?
8 million.
8 million? You know, so it's Jesus. Like, I mean, either way could go. And I don't know, like, this, I don't know that a sequel is a good idea for Rock Band.
Well, I do.
Well, I mean,
I think,
like,
I think it's a great idea only if you change the peripherals.
Well, my problem is this. It's like, well, what the fuck are they going to do song-wise? Like Gideon was just saying, it's like...
Song-wise, it's like billions of songs out there. They have no shortage of music out there.
Let's look at it from my perspective, though, as someone like, I don't want to go out and buy another set. I just don't. I just want the songs to come out as DLC.
Totally understood. You know? But if they can make it more affordable and offer more to the peripherals, you know, and more of a challenge, why wouldn't you buy it?
I really highly doubt that they'll do anything with the peripherals that'll make it
worth
it.
They should.
I don't think they will.
Why else would they make a sequel?
I don't think they can. You know?
What do you mean they can't?
I don't think they can. I don't think they can make anything worth it for me to spend another how much more money on new peripherals. Unless it's
yeah,
a cowbell.
Like $170? Cowbell.
A cowbell. But it's like, they got two guitars, they've got a drum.
Add cymbals on the drums.
So you're going to have to buy a new drum set?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to buy a new drum set. No?
Why not?
Because I don't want to. I'm done with all the shit in the house.
I know that, but like, pack that one away and take the new one. First of all, I really think, you know, as cool as the Rock Band drum set is, you know, that it's very, very inadequate. Like, I have trouble playing on it because after playing two times, I'm a very good judge of this, and you should listen, totally.
Yeah, figures.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, no, I find it, like, inadequate because there's only four places to hit, and... you know, I'm used to much more. And not only that, if you're going to include songs with double bass, it's got to have double bass.
Right. Well, the thing is, I don't think it's fair to call it inadequate at all, because you're talking about from a real drummer's perspective. That's the same thing as Al calling Guitar Hero inadequate. The point is not to be a drum set. The point is to be a fake toy that's like a drum. So for them to go out and just make you a drum set, why don't you just play the drums? It's not inadequate. It's just not the real drum set.
Here's what I'm getting at. Guitar Hero 1, how many buttons did it have?
Five.
Four.
Same buttons,
right?
As everything
five.
Else. Five.
Everything was five, always?
Yes.
Every time.
Five. Always
did it
five.
Did it utilize the way it is now?
Yes.
The only thing that changed for Guitar Hero is how many songs or what songs were in there and how easy it is to play it. Because the first one was a little tough on the hammer-ons and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then two improved on that and gave you a little more of a buffer, and three went even further with that. The only other stuff that they added were like features, like the Guitar Hero 2 had co-op and other multiplayer stuff that wasn't just face-off.
Uh-huh.
And 3 had the battle mode.
Which is shit.
And it had more things to do for co-op. So it was like, you know, instead of just playing the lead guitar part, you could play lead and rhythm, and then use lead, rhythm, and bass.
Okay.
Or things like that. So it was just like more and more and more.
Sure. Here's the question. Both of you bought Rock Hero 2, right?
Guitar
Rock
Hero 2?
Guitar Hero, Rock Hero. You bought Guitar Hero 2, right?
Yeah, because there was no option for downloadable content, so it was like the only way to get new songs was to go to the back.
But you bought it with the guitars, right?
Which one? Guitar Hero 2?
Mine, no. Guitar Hero 2 got without the guitar.
I got it with the guitar, so I could have two guitars.
Yeah, he got it, and I got it with no guitar because I already got the guitar for one.
Right, and Guitar Hero 3, you didn't buy a guitar either, right?
We had to because it was on a different console.
Yeah, we had to.
Well, no. I'm just saying if you had it for the same console, would you buy it again?
If Guitar Hero 4 comes out, I'm not going to buy another guitar.
Okay. Yeah. Basically, if it's for the same console, there's no reason to buy another guitar for me. It depends on if you want to have either the new type of model guitar or if you have somebody else to play with who, you know, if you only have one guitar and two people in the house.
Now, if they added another feature, would you buy it?
What feature?
Another feature.
Like what they're going to do with the next Guitar Hero, apparently, they're going to be adding more instruments.
Sure. Would you buy it?
I don't know. It would have to be that appealing.
It would have to convince me that I don't need to play Rock Band. And at this point, I probably won't.
Right. Because, I mean, it's bad enough that we've got, you know, the drum set, the guitar, and the mic from Rock Band. Imagine having two sets of that shit. Because, obviously, they're not going to play fair with each other and allow cross-platform or cross-game gaming with the peripherals.
Yeah, Guitar Hero 4, whatever drum shit it decides to pull out, it's not going to be compatible with the Rock Band drums and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, not necessarily vice versa, but there's a good chance that the vice versa won't be true, too, because, like, I mean, while the Guitar Hero 3 guitar works on Rock Band for the 360, I think that, I don't know if PS3 owners are still having the problem where that's not true.
I think they're still having that problem.
Okay, so if you're a PS3 owner, you can't use your Guitar Hero guitar on Rock Band.
Huh.
You know? So they're not going to play nice. So and I really, like, at this point, I don't want to put another set of drums in my house that I can't use with the other game, you know?
Tip number 2,057,000,000, do not buy Rock Band drums that are not compatible with another system.
But, like, yeah, I mean, the whole point is this, is that I agree with him in that they might be shooting themselves in the foot by coming out with a sequel and causing a lot of people to go, why didn't you just give us these songs as downloadable content? And, and you know, what I would say is, like, improve the core game code. You know what, you know, I would, you know, and maybe it's impossible, but I think the perfect scenario would be, you know, patch up the original game or make
sell it for half price.
If you absolutely
like
must, if you absolutely must make us pay money for a sequel, then like give us the option to somehow play the old songs on the new software.
That should be a given.
But a lot of times they don't do that.
A lot of times they don't do that because they know
money.
That they can squeeze money out of people who don't know better.
I know. It's retarded. The point that I was trying to get at here is if they make another perfect, like, I have a problem with the Rock Band drum set in that it's very sensitive when you light tap, but if you, like, do hard taps, it misses a lot of, you know, strums and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
I still haven't
and
had
we,
that
like,
problem,
we,
though. That's weird.
It's probably an engineering thing. Like, they can probably engineer a new set
exactly
of drums to actually work
my
better.
Point. And that's the whole thing. If
yeah,
they
but they don't need
with,
they don't need a sequel for that.
No. That, but they could include that with the sequel. I mean, you know, not that it's going to be, you know, that's their selling point. Oh, we got to make the drums better, so let's make a sequel. No, nothing like that. If they're going to make a sequel, make everything better. Everything. I'm talking about every single thing. Peripherals, the mic, every single thing. And the mic is pretty kick-ass for now. I mean, like, really. But if they make a wireless mic, and it's, like, very, very accurate, and, like, wouldn't you? I mean, like, I would definitely buy it.
I don't have a problem with this drum set, so I wouldn't buy it. No, I'm not trying to be an ass.
That's true.
I'm not trying to be an ass. I don't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it either.
Well,
that's why I'm.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, it's kind of like a waste. It's like, okay, now I'll get this new and improved drum set. What about my old one? Throw it out.
Why?
Well, you know, don't have like, to throw it out, but
because like, we.
But then why would you get the new one?
It's not going to work with the new one. That's why.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, like, from my final answer to this question, you know, perhaps Activision is just trying to preserve the business model. Yeah, they are. That's fine. You know, you can count me out, though. And I will still continue to rag on it. I don't care if that's their business model. Because it's not one that, you know, I as a consumer really care about.
Okay.
We're at the point where they should be doing downloadable content. If they can make their money, that's their prerogative. They're not going to be making it from me. If you're not going to release downloadable content, you're going to keep making us buy new games and patching through all the stupid shit and then like not letting us play the old songs with the new game and vice versa and all that stuff. It's pointless. And I don't want Guitar Hero Aerosmith. I'm not going to buy it.
Foo Fighters.
There's a good chance that I'm not going to buy Guitar Hero 4 either. I mean, I'm just done. I don't care anymore about it. You know, because and that's just it. I mean, I don't know about how you guys feel about it, but, you know.
Well, my thing about it is what can you do after Through the Fire and Flames? I mean, that's like the ultimate. I mean, you thought that Jordan was the ultimate song, but now it's like, okay, you have completely busted our asses with Through the Fire and Flames, and you've made it the most difficult thing ever, the fastest and most difficult thing. How do you top that?
Right.
And if they're going to say, okay, well, we're going to give you Through the Fire and Flames with four instruments, mints. And I'm like, no, chill.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to bother playing that game on drums.
Yeah, at the very most, I'll probably rent these games just so I can play the songs. But I'm, you know, just to be like, okay, well, if these are what the songs are, here, Blockbuster, take it back. You know, I don't know. I mean, this is the expectation that Activision set by giving us downloadable content on Guitar Hero 2. You know, mm-hmm. if they wanted to send the proper business message, and you're going to be talking about business models, if they want to send the proper message business-wise, then they shouldn't have done that at all.
True.
Furthermore, true. If they were going to do it, they shouldn't have done it at the price they did in the packaged way that they did it. You know?
Because they set the precedent.
Right. You know, if they're going to push with this, then they should have said, look, all right, we want to give you all these songs on a disc because you could probably save money that way. We can give you 50 songs per disc, whereas, oh, the Rock Band guys are giving you, you know, $2 a song. 50 songs is $100. We're half the price. You know, if they wanted to say that, then they say that. But the bottom line is, yeah, they're preserving their business model. People want shit all the time. It doesn't matter that yeah, they're going to come out with a new game because they're going to have to wait a year for it. People want it now. They're getting it every week, and they're happy. And they're willing to pay $2 per song. I'm willing to pay $2 per song because I can choose which song I want instead of a package of three like in Guitar Hero 2. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to wait 5 months like I do with Guitar Hero 3. I'm getting it in a steady stream of content. It's being given to me right one after the other every single week reliably. And that's why this business model, I think, is better. You know, they're making more money this way and we're happier this way. So, Activision. Anything else, Al, or do you have to leave our presence?
No, he has to go.
I must break the F out.
Diarrhea. Bye, Al! All right, Al has left his hair behind, but he is gone. So let us move on to Digimatrix's question.
Oh, where is that?
It's in the chat window, but it's further up, so you might have to scroll. When gaming has taken over your life... Oh, I'm sorry. When has gaming taken over your life, been an obsession, or just become a time sink when you've played for 6-plus hours straight and forgot to eat or pay attention to your health? Spill out a few of those moments in your life. I'm going to read his. His is, mine was playing Halo 3 for 2 days with my friend and forgetting to eat even the pizza and just going for bathroom breaks. And this wasn't a marathon or anything, just for multiplayer. One more game. Have you ever had that time?
Sure. Diablo 2. I fucking lost days of my life on that game. Do I remember what I did?
Does it go to the point where it's like you actually didn't eat or anything?
It went to the point where I didn't know if I actually fed my pet.
Oh, shit.
That's how bad it was, okay? And that's, yeah, of course, I lost days of my life. I'm not kidding. Days of my fucking life on Diablo 2. And that's from online play, making my own mods for the game, making my own maps for the game, making my own fucking spells and like, you know, cube recipes for the game. And when I finally realized that I need to go and actually make money, otherwise I'm probably going to die. Because, you know, that's what you have to do as an adult and not the shit. You know, so that's what it came down to. And I really, really lost days of my life.
Is Diablo 2 the only one, or have there been other games that sunk you in and...
Well, as a kid, I've played many games like numerous amount of times, but it's that, you know, when you're living with your parents, the only time that you miss is the time that you're not playing. I mean, like, that's the whole thing.
Right.
That's what being youthful is about. You have no responsibilities. You have, you know, your parents take care of everything. They remind you when you have to eat and shit like that. And
you're done with
your
homework, and then you go
and exactly. play. And they beat you because, you know, they hate you, but... But other than that, you know, there's like, as a kid, you could lose all the time you want. As an adult, it's more poignant. Mm. And here it is. I lost days on this game. Have I done it in my adulthood with any other game? I don't think I have. I really don't. I mean, like, I've played a lot of games, but Diablo 2 really fucking sat me in. Mm. And if I did World of Warcraft, if I could afford it, it would probably happen again. And therefore, I couldn't afford it, and therefore, I cannot play it.
You're going to get a job.
I'm going to get a job.
No, but you're going to get one. That's what I said. Not you got it. You're going to. So if you fall into that trap, you might just be with Al.
Maybe. I mean, like, not to say that it's like an... this goes into the whole argument of video game addiction and stuff like that. Listen, you are what you want to be. That's it. If you're addicted to the game, it's your problem. Don't give it a title. Just tell yourself, you know, I could either stop or not. And if you don't stop, you know, and if you don't stop, well, then you're fucking addicted. That's what you want. I mean, like, you know, don't give it a name. Just admit what it is. And I did have an addiction to Diablo, but I can't do that with any other game.
No, right, you now. Did it. Just admit it.
There you go. It's like, I can't do that now.
When has gaming taken over my life, been an obsession? I honestly don't think it ever has.
Not one game?
I'll say that I've gone on marathon sessions, but that's because I, like... Well, maybe this isn't a qualification of the question, so let me clarify. Mm-hmm. If the question is just talking about any time in general, then sure. If the question's talking about when have I, like, done it past the point of practicality...
Mm-hmm.
No, that's never happened. Like, for example, the most notable time I can think about was when I was at my cousin's house in mm-hmm. Connecticut. It was my winter break, and I was visiting them for maybe 2 days. I brought my PlayStation up so we could, you know, play some games. And I was in the middle of Final Fantasy IX at the time, so I believe this was my sophomore year in college.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the middle of Final Fantasy IX. And I think they had gone down to play Counter-Strike
uh-huh.
in their basement, and then they went. They must have gone to sleep in the middle of while I was playing Final Fantasy IX. I actually, I just kept on playing. I covered. I think I covered a disc in that night. Mm-hmm. It was about 9 hours. Like I started like right after dinner, and they were watching with me, not playing because obviously you can't play together. But it was about after dinner they were watching, and then they went downstairs to play Counter Strike. So I guess like from 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so 8 hours, right? So I went to bed at 4 in the morning, which is not outlandish for me in general. I would go to bed at 4 in the morning in school all the time, you know. And right. not necessarily playing games, but just, like, you know, sitting up and talking with people. So that wasn't outlandish because, again, 4 in the morning, especially when we're on vacation. Yesterday, we went to bed at what, 5?
I went to bed at 5:30.
Yeah, I went to bed at 5, so whatever. So yeah, it was like it was 6-plus hours straight, though. It does qualify for his question. It was 6-plus hours straight. But the thing is, I never, like, I don't forget to eat. You know, I don't forget to do things like that.
Mm-hmm. And bathroom breaks.
Yeah, if I need to go to the fucking bathroom, I'm going to the bathroom.
Right.
I don't give a shit. And if I don't feel good, I will stop.
Right. So now, here's the opposite of what he's asking. Have you ever planned something that did interfere with all of what he's saying? And, yeah, we did. Remember when Dreamcast came out?
Mm-hmm.
I had a Dreamcast weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was me, Ethan, and Andrew, and for the whole weekend, and it was a 3-day weekend, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was a regular weekend. They started at Friday night, and it ended Sunday night. It was about Jesus. the most grueling, absolutely life-taking. Like, we would play fucking games, and then we'd look at the time, we're like, shit, I just remembered. I didn't eat yesterday. You know?
Oh, my God.
That's how bad it was. And, you know, after the days, nobody has showered for 3 days. We're all looking at each other, exhausted. And, you know, eventually, you just have to have the people leave. That was it. So for 3 days in my house, it was a fucking party. Like, no other party, because it was a game party. Now, that is a planned one, and that's what people should do. If it's not planned, you got a problem.
Yeah, I mean, we've tried to do it, like, since, like, you, me, and Ethan. Mm-hmm. And usually it just goes on for one night. But that's, mm-hmm. I think that's just because that's all the time we can afford. Honestly, though,
if
we tried to do a weekend, I don't think I'd be able to make it through without sleeping.
No. I mean, showering. They slept for like maybe, in the whole weekend, maybe about five hours. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, I need full, I need like full nights of sleep or else I'm done. Like, I'll tell you this one thing. Last week on Friday,
mm-hmm.
I went out. There was, you know, my friend Dave throws 24 marathons, okay?
You're right, yeah.
Right, which is about one season of 24, is 24 episodes, but it's only an hour long on TV because of the fact that they're commercials.
Right.
When you watch them on DVD, it's 42 minutes. So the total amount of time that the TV is actually playing the show is about 17 hours, give or take.
Okay, that's a long time.
Right, it's a long time. But, I mean, like, we're not all just sitting in front of the TV. There's a barbecue going on in the back, and people are milling around talking and having drinks and stuff, so... Only, like, the laziest of lazy people are actually sitting on the couch watching the entire thing, front to back. So usually the Friday before, I usually go to bed at, like, around 10, so I can get up at 6:30 or 7.
Is that usually?
With a full night's sleep, so I can make it over to Queens, which is where he lives, so we can pick up everybody and then go to uh-huh. his father's house in Long Island. Now, this last Friday, I ended up going to bed at 1:30, waking up at 4:30 and not being able to fall back asleep until 5:30, mm-hmm. waking up again at 6:30 and saying, fuck it, I can't get this last hour, half
I
hour
I hate
sleep.
That shit, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. basically instead of getting the 7 or 8 that I had planned, I only got 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Queens, I met up with him, and then we did the thing, the marathon, so-called, started at 10, and we usually take like a 7th inning stretch, which is before the last disc.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing ended at 4 o'clock. Okay, I planned to take the Long Island Railroad back home to do the podcast, and I thought I could catch an hour of sleep on the Long Island Railroad, but it appears you have to transfer. So I had to stay awake. So basically, went to bed at 4, got up at 9, caught the Long Island Railroad, did not sleep, and then came home and did podcast. So that was another 5 hours that night, right? So put that together. That's 9 hours over those 2 days.
Hmm.
For a normal spry human being who is a party animal, that's nothing. That's right. Fine. I am weak. I need more than that. Okay. So there was that 9 hours for that. And then on Thursday was the Guitar Hero tournament at this bar that I've been going to. Okay. On Thursday, mm-hmm. every Thursday, you know, and it always ends at 3. Without fail, it always manages to end at 3 a.m. Got back at 3:30. Got back at 3:20. Fell asleep at about 3:40.
Mm-hmm.
Got up at 8 o'clock the next morning,
mm-hmm.
because I was going to Great Adventure with one of my friends who had just gotten
a job. Jesus!
She needed someone to play hooky with because you know everyone else was working, and right now because I'm doing training, you know I can afford to take a day off. So which I did. I officially took a day off. I didn't just cut work. I actually took a day off, so they knew. But so that was what's the math? 3:30 to 3:40 to 8 o'clock. I don't know. That's 4 hours and 20 minutes. Between Thursday and Friday, and then yesterday was Saturday. See, I'm getting my days fucked up.
Jesus, what the hell?
Friday after I got back from Six Flags, I went straight to bowling with some of my friends.
Fuck, what a marathon. Jesus. Okay?
And so after bowling, I got back at, I got back to the house at like 1:30 and I fell asleep at 2:30. Thankfully I was able to wake up 10, which gave me a good 7.5 hours, and then today, I think, I didn't wake up until noon, so that was another 7 hours, but what I'm saying is that, like, with someone with the as weak a tolerance for being awake as I have, you know, getting only a collective 9 hours of sleep last weekend, and then, like, 4 hours before I went to get my head rattled around on roller coasters, and then having to set this shit up.
Did you enjoy it? I mean, like...
Yeah, I did enjoy it. Uh-huh. I didn't enjoy it immediately after, but, you know, I enjoyed it while I was on the coasters. You know, and then like, having to... And then staying up until, like, 5, you know, making sure that everyone is set and, like, cleaning up the house and everything is just... So, mm-hmm. like, yeah, I need my sleep. And if I ever, you know, the instant my eyes start drooping in front of a game... That's it. I'm done. I'm not mm-hmm. getting up and walking around
right.
and slapping myself. I'm done. I'm like, that's it. I need sleep. I think once when I was like 11 or 12, mm-hmm. I fell asleep. I almost fell asleep because if I did fall asleep, then it would have been like, then it would have been for a long time. But I nearly fell asleep in front of the TV playing NBA Jam.
Okay.
Which is really weird because NBA Jam is an action-oriented basketball game instead of like an RPG.
Right.
Where you're reading a lot.
Yeah, I know.
So
no.
It was basically just because I was lying on my side and I was playing it and my eyes just started drooping and just drooping more and more and more and my head started doing that thing where, you know, you break your neck and like, ugh! So I just fucking turned off the Super Nintendo and like went and did something else because I was like, that's it.
Right.
And then I often reach that point with games that I'm playing in bed, like on my DS or my PSP or my Game Boy Advance, like I think I lost a battle in Final Fantasy Tactics Advance because I fell asleep and the battery wore out. So I lost like an hour of progress because that battle took like about an hour.
Yeah.
So
well,
I told
you that story with me falling asleep on a video game, right? A long time ago.
I think either you did or Ethan did. One of you two.
No, it was
told me.
That I was playing, what is it, Streets of Rage 2. I was playing with Michael Phillips, and this was the time that I was a teenager. My parents had gone to Florida for a week, and I had 1 week of unregulated sleep. And let me tell you something. The only reason why I wanted my parents back is just so they could tell me to go to sleep. That's it. Because it was just so fucking chaotic. I was like, you know, up at 3 o'clock in the morning watching videos, and I had to wake up at 5 o'clock, you know, get ready to go to school. It's chaotic. So there's one day that, you know, my friend Michael's playing Streets of Rage with me, and playing by myself. Yeah. And somehow I fell asleep on the first board and woke up at the boss on the second level. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like,
what the fuck?
I don't remember being here. I was like, how did I get to you? You know, and he was kicking my ass, and I was like, what the fuck happened?
Maybe he beat everybody on the board and then just pressed
exactly.
Right on
and
the
changed
D-pad
the board.
For you.
Yeah, and changed the board. No, I fucking did it in my sleep. I must have. I mean, like, what else? There's no other explanation, and that's how tired I was, you know? The other time was Michael Phillips was playing with me, and he's like, he taps me, and he's like, hey, are you letting the guys beat you for a reason? And I'm like, oh, shit, dude, no, I'm fucking tired. I'm sorry. Yeah, so, yeah. That's my sleep story.
There's this one time I remember I was, this is when Al was in the frat house when he was in school.
Uh-huh.
And I was staying over, and I was on the bed, and he was on the chair in front of the TV, and I was watching him play Conker's Bad Fur Day on N64.
Okay.
And there were just these bouts of, like, I was looking at the screen and not at him.
Mm-hmm.
So there were these random little moments where he'd kind of veer off into the side and just kind of, like, just run into a wall, and I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? And then he'd just come back onto the path and keep playing. after like, a good half hour or so, it finally just kicked in. And instead of just veering off to the side, he started running in circles. And I'm just like, what are you fucking doing? And I thought he was joking around with me. I'm like, yo, dude, that's funny. What the fuck are you doing? Hello? Al? Al? And I looked, and like he was like, and then like after I waited for a second, I heard. And I looked and he was asleep. And I'm like, Al! Al, like, huh, what? Oh, shit. And I'm like, is that why you were running into walls before? Is that because you were dozing off and you were running into walls and you woke up again? He was like, yeah, I think so.
Yep.
And the same thing happened when we were playing Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles on GameCube.
Okay.
When my other friend Chris was over. So it was us three. Mm-hmm. So both of us were looking at each other like Al's character was running into the wall again. And in Crystal Chronicles, there's this thing called the bucket.
Okay.
Where... It's the whole premise behind the game is that there's this like deadly mist that's running around the land, and it's mm-hmm. like if you go into the mist, you die. And your adventurers, up to four people connected with the Game Boy Advance to GameCube Link, up to four people can play, and one person has to carry the bucket. The bucket's filled with this like this stuff that emanates like a bubble that
protects you from the mist. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
At a certain radius, you know, it's not as big as a screen. It's smaller than the screen, so all the characters have to stay within the bubble. And so Al would just keep on purposely going outside the bubble. Like, sometimes you do that if you want to hit an enemy and grab an item.
You should have told him, no, this is not outside the box. Stay in the bubble, you fucking want to be different. What's wrong with you?
Right. But, yeah, so if you want, you go outside the bubble. And you collect items, and you go back in so that you don't start losing health.
Right.
Or you want to get an enemy off your back.
Okay.
So we're playing, and I'm holding the bucket, and Chris is, like, inside protecting me. Meanwhile, Al is off in, like, the lower right-hand corner. No, lower left-hand corner, outside of the bubble, taking damage. And I'm like, yo, get back in. You know, because as soon as you take damage and you feel it, like, not you feel it, but you hear it going, gang, like that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I played, so I forgot, but you can tell you're taking damage. Usually, as soon as you hear that, you're like, oh, okay, I got to go back in. And if you don't hear it, someone else usually notices, like, yo, you're getting hit. And then you're like, oh, okay, I didn't realize that. So it's like, ow, get back in. Gang, ow. Ow. Gang. 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 I'm like, ow? Huh? What? Huh? You're out of the bucket. Oh, my bad. Oh,
my bad.
And he goes back in.
Fucking narcoleptic, that's what
it is. And then it happens again, and Chris has to, like, nudge him. So, I'm trying to think of times where I actually fell asleep.
Oh, I fell asleep during Diablo 2.
Oh,
getting
geez.
Did you get
PvP'd?
Huh? No. What
raided?
Happened was, I started a game, and it was, like, maybe, like... Four fuck the bump in the morning, and like I don't know what time it was. It was like, you know, whatever, that time, and I just like opened a room, invited everybody to come in, and I woke up at 11 o'clock in the morning, and I was standing in my own room with no, no other visitors, no other people. People were
all
coming
alone.
In.
Where did everybody go?
So I checked my, you know, they have a log, and it doesn't keep all the information, but it keeps, like, the most recent. And I checked the log, and it's like,
everybody left.
This person checked in. This person checked out. This person checked in. This person checked out. Hello? Is anybody there? This person checked out. Are you even playing? This person checked out.
God.
It's like, oh my God, I can't believe this shit. Yeah, so, but that was a great fucking 8 hours sleep that I had there. I needed it. I was exhausted.
Yeah, I honestly don't think I could really fall asleep during an action-oriented game and not notice it.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I'd notice that I was like, because, you know, you're falling asleep and your eyes are half open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by that point, I would have noticed that I'm, you know, taking damage, so I just turn the thing off. But, mm-hmm. like, with RPGs, where it's reading, so it's not you constantly having to press on the buttons. It's just you pressing A, waiting, pressing mm-hmm. A, waiting, and pressing A, waiting,
mm-hmm.
waiting, waiting, waiting. What? Oh, didn't I read this already?
Mm-hmm.
Did I read this already? I don't know. Press A. Waiting. That happens a lot with Phoenix, right, when I try to play it when I'm, like, before I go to sleep, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of the game's all dialogue, so it's just like A, mm-hmm. A, stop, sleep. But, okay, Digi, so there are things. Let's
Jesus,
move on.
We really spent a lot of time on you. You should appreciate that.
Corey just thanks us for the recommendation we give. This guy named Corey wrote us last week asking for his first PS3 game, and he went with Uncharted first, which is what I said, and I ruled.
Okay.
Uncharted is good. Okay, so CJ Hope says, this is CJ Hope, 33 from GameSpot again, and I come today with a simple question. Where did Al learn to rock so hard? I recently saw Al's video that he uploaded to GameSpot. Oh, I guess he uploaded a guitar video. Like a real guitar video, not a Guitar Hero video. And started to wonder how long he's been playing and when he started playing guitar. Also, how should an aspiring rocker start to rock? I know this doesn't have to do with video games, but I felt like asking, so what, you're going to do something about it? Want to fight about it? I didn't think so. Just kidding, guys. Okay, so maybe we should have...
No, I have to say, remember when you prefaced this whole thing that this podcast is going to suck?
Oh, that's true,
yeah,
yes.
It's because
of you. So the
person
who should have answered this question is gone.
It's because of you. You know, you asked him a question that didn't even involve him, and here's his question. Oh, man. Al,
I should have read these questions beforehand.
Al Austin.
Al's not the Asian one.
Al. Austin, you're losing it. Come on. You should have got your shit together. Come on. Your screen door. Nobody cares.
Face. Fuck.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to wait till next week for this question.
I think he's been playing at least, I don't want to speak for him, but I know he's been playing for like at least since he was maybe like 10 or so.
Yes. And
at least I should say as early as 10. That type of thing. I mean I don't know honestly how long, but how to start rocking practice. Well, first you gotta buy a guitar. And then you practice.
Maybe. I mean, that sounds like a plan, but I'm not sure.
Like, maybe not, I'm not sure. But I don't know. I would assume it's the same as every instrument.
Yep.
You know, not in terms of, like, how to play it, but what to do in order to become proficient at it. You practice.
Mm-hmm.
And you practice and practice with some dedication,
yeah,
and not just be like, oh, I'm gonna learn this one song from here,
yeah,
and you know, it's gonna be, you know, it's,
I mean,
completely awesome.
Yeah, exactly. If you're asking if this was a natural born talent from Al just because he has dreads, no. Okay, no, it's he practiced. Trust me, dude.
Don't let
them
fool you. Oh no.
Na da 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 da. Anyway, yeah.
Eddie.
Eddie. What have you done for me lately? Get out of my brain, god damn it. yeah, a lot of practice. I'm a drummer, and I did not get that way just by, you know, looking at a drum set and saying, holy shit, I am amazing. No, you practice.
Just looking at it.
Exactly. Exactly. Nope.
My eyesight is awesome. I can see the drum set.
That's right. And I can visualize everything I'm going to do, and I am fucking great. Yeah. Oh, no. It's not going to happen that way. You want to be a rocker, depending on what instrument you want and stuff like that. Drums are hard to start. Easy once you get used to them. And guess what? Any beat that you make up, you're going to remember. Plain and simple. And I find that a lot of guitarists forget the shit that they fucking wrote. Isn't that? Did you ever hear of that, Austin?
Really?
They do. I mean, like, you know, my bandmates, they forget a lot of shit. What the hell?
Huh. That they wrote?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Are you talking about, like, literally they completely forget it, or they just don't have the muscle memory anymore, and they have to...
No, completely fucking forget how the hell they strum this thing.
Interesting.
I'm like, and, you know, it's not because they're doing drugs or anything. It's like a week later, I'll be there, and I'm like, yeah, let's play this song. And I'm playing a beat to it, and they're like, what are you doing? We just did this, like, last week. When?
We did?
It's like,
I don't remember.
I have to tell you, whatever instrument you're going into, you better remember your shit. No matter how bad it is, better remember it. You know, because I even go to my guitarist, and I'm reminding of him of songs that he's done 10 years ago. Okay? And he's like, I can't believe you remember that, because I don't. I'm like, oh,
wow.
You fucking retard.
You have a pornographic memory, so you're good.
Yeah, well.
You have that thing.
Yeah. No, but, like, you know, I think drums is about the easiest thing to remember. Because, I mean, you have to. You've got to train yourself what beat goes here. What hand movement you do there. You know, what this. And, you know, I suppose it should be the same for guitar, but for some reason they take it for granted. It's like if I could do a scale and I'm going up and down on the guitar, that's natural. It's rote, you know, so I don't need to, like, spend time remembering that because it just comes out naturally. Naturals, remember. That's it.
Right. No, I don't know. It's for an instrument, like, for a string instrument that, you know, requires, like, fingerings and stuff. Oh, fingering. It is
I fingered
hard.
My bass.
It is difficult, I mean, because...
But, like, when you played something, you remembered it, right?
I remember it because I usually, and this is the wrong way to do it, to practice it technically, but I play most things that I play by ear. I mean, I have the music in front of me, so I know what the notes are, but once I've heard it, I play based on what I remember hearing as opposed to what I remember practicing from the sheet music. That's the reason why I remember this stuff. If I had to remember every single note from sheet music, I'd probably have a little bit of a problem. I mean, I remember what I play. I wouldn't, like, form amnesia.
Right.
But that's because I don't do any rock band drugs. But, like, as far as remember, like, if I were to make up something, I probably wouldn't forget it as long as I listen to... That's the thing. If I listen to what I played instead of just playing it, you know what I mean? Like, if I just... you know, thought of something and started playing it, and all I did was ever play it, and then, like, play it for shows or whatever, if I were to ever play shows on a cello, which, you know, whatever. I actually might forget how to play it only because I don't sit back and re-listen to what I've been playing, you know. So that's the thing. It's just me having a poor memory, though.
I think so. If you want to become a rocker or any great musician, you got to remember every single thing you do, and you got to remember it for years. You just can't, like, take it for granted. That's my biggest advice for any fucking rocker. You're going to meet a lot of people if you want to play in a band that are just going to show you something, and the next time they're going to forget it. It's up to you to make that fucking magic happen again. Because I'm going to tell you, a lot of people, they think they're good, they have no memory. That doesn't make you good. And Al has memory, doesn't he?
I would say so.
I would say so. He knows what the fuck he's doing, and he knows when to do it, and...
Tastes like beer.
It tastes like Al. Oh.
Oh, God.
But, good luck in your venture. Let us know what instrument you're going to pick up, and...
CJ Hope!
Yeah, and most likely it's going to be guitar, because, you know, Al rocked his world.
Right. Let's see. No more question.
No more question.
No more question. No more question. I think we wrap up
we
now.
Do?
So I go back to sleep.
We both do.
Actually, no. I have to take a call from someone at work. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
Three. And I have to be unhorse for that. Well, I'll probably be horse anyway.
Oh, this is,
So,
fuck! Stop it.
So
I gotta say, thanks, thank you for the fucking party, one, and, what else can I say?
Food. housekeeping, listens to Game Slaves Radio, you can find them on iTunes or gameslaves.net. Al and I appear on episode 50 of the podcast of their podcast at GameSlaves Radio at GameSlaves.net. And I've been redundant so many times. Go to DrFishyPants.com. That's spelled out doctor, not DR.
You
that's
are so redundant. Jesus.
Contributors. There are some new reviews up on the site from our contributors.
Are there new reviews?
Yeah, one is Tech and Dark Resurrection, the title of which I misspelled, so let me fix that right now. Because
uh-huh.
I'm an idiot. I spelled Resurrection
with a C?
An extra letter.
Maybe a Q.
No, I missed an extra letter.
Okay.
So, Resurrection. Resurrection. Resurrection.
Jesus Christ.
I kept on mistyping it.
Redundant.
So
redundant.
But yeah, Tekken Dark Resurrection on PSP. That's by Patrick. There is a review for, I believe it was Hotel Dusk on the DS, by Sophina K.
Hmm.
Yes, there is. Okay, so that's Hotel Dusk. And then there's Undertow, which I think I made sure to alert people to last week, but there's Undertow as well. And that's it from new stuff on the site. Anything else? Any other housekeeping things you would like to do? Do you have a party tip number 9,566 billion hojillion dollars?
Party tip number 3 for Al.
Yeah, what's up?
For Austin. And for me. Thank you for joining Try Games Podcast. Goodbye, you fucks.
And that is not your host. I am your host. Austin. Right. This is terrible. We're done.
What a great way to end something horribly. We said it would be horrible, and we sure improved.